The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Right then, let us move on at this breaking news that has happened in the last few minutes. Hardly unexpected. Simon Coveney announcing that he is stepping down after 26 years as a TD, I presume, actually, looking at this now. Fionnán Sheehan is 26 years as a TD. I know he was an MEP as well at some point, but a considerable amount of time in the public eye.
Yeah, the flags will be flying on at half mast from the yacht in the Royal Cork Yacht Club this afternoon in Crosshaven. Jonathan, I'm sure it's a very sad day for yourself and all the Cork people. But yeah, a significant career came in following the death of his father, quite tragically in the late 90s. Ran in a by-election then and got elected every time since. A brief hiatus when he was in Brussels, and actually, he had to resign the seat for a couple of years because of the dual mandate, but came back again at the 2007 general election. And since 2011 onwards, he has been a mainstay within the cabinet, going from agriculture to housing to foreign affairs and into enterprise. And mixed record there, some good, some bad. Probably, though, will be best remembered for his time in foreign affairs and dealing with the Brexit negotiations with the UK, which was a very fraught time, a lot of tensions, a lot of meetings between Belfast, Brussels and London. And that'll probably be the high point on his political CV. Since Simon Harris came in, though, it was kind of obvious when Simon Harris got elected that Simon Harris wanted to freshen things up a wee bit. And Simon Coveney probably did the decent thing for him there by standing aside, rather than, you know, he kind of got the hint that Simon Harris wanted him to move on. So he did the decent thing there. He stepped aside and said he didn't want to be considered for cabinet. And now comes this decision. He says in his letter to his party members that this has been on the agenda for quite some time for him, that he's been thinking about stepping back come the next general election. There has been rumours down in Cork, I suppose, for the last 2 years, ever since he bought a house across the river in Cove, which is barely outside of his constituency. You can hop on the ferry to get back into his constituency, but that had resulted in a lot of rumours down there that he wasn't going to be staying on in politics. And, you know, maybe that's part of the issue here. Now, he's served so long in cabinet. It's hard when you've served so long at cabinet level to go to the back benches. He's been at such a senior level as Taoiseach and a cabinet member that
Fionnán, very unforgiving in terms of the amount of time he's had to dedicate, given that he was at cabinet so long. And I know people slag off cabinet ministers, but in the amount of time that they commit to the job, he has a young family and has been away from that young family an awful lot over the years because of his ministerial responsibilities. Politics is a tough game.
Yeah, and you'd almost say, you know, he has a young family. Like his daughters are all, the three daughters are almost grown up now at this stage. So yeah, he has committed a lot of time and been away from his wife Ruth and the three girls over the course, in particular the last 15 years. Particularly with the foreign affairs brief, that's a particularly grueling one in terms of a lot of travel there. So you can't, you know, he's served his time. You can't blame him in that regard from stepping back on this occasion and saying it's time to bring in some fresh blood. It'll be there'll be a battle royale now, basically, for the Fine Gael place on the ticket. You're pretty much guaranteed one Fine Gael.
Yeah, there's got to be one there. To explain the niceties of the constituency, that we had three big beasts: Michael McGrath, Micheál Martin and Simon Coveney. Now two of them have left the pitch. The constituency has gone from four to five. Fine Gael probably guaranteed one, but they'll want to try and get another. It'll be a lot harder without Simon Coveney on the ticket.
Yeah, it's difficult as well. It's hard to see. Okay, you've had it in the past, but it's difficult to see that you'd have two Fianna Fáil TDs and two Fine Gael TDs in the current political climate. It's a pretty big ask, really. You might get a fluke result, but just can't see it happening at the moment. because Michael McGrath will be replaced directly by his clone, basically Seamus, his brother, who just got 5,000 votes in the local election. So you're looking at him getting elected again. Micheál Martin is going nowhere, so that's two Fianna Fáil seats locked down. There's also a Sinn Féin seat. So Fine Gael will be looking at definitely that one seat. If Coveney had been staying on, they would have been looking at a second. Now you're talking about making sure that you've the best possible shot at taking two seats. So there is a lineup already of people who had declared. People weren't really waiting for Simon Coveney to make his decision known. The deadline was coming up this Friday to be nominated to contest the selection convention. So that's what kind of forced his hand to make the announcement this week. There's already names in the hat there. There's Senator Jerry Bottomer, who was a former TD. He's now currently the Cathaoirleach of the Shannon. There are two Cork city councillors, Sinéad O'Callaghan and Des Cahill. And there's also John Mullins, who contested the European elections, who we understand has also been nominated. And there's a couple of councillors out in the county area who are also expected to go forward or ultimately be added. We don't know yet, are they going to run two candidates or three candidates? So it's going to be fairly intense there in terms of determining how many candidates, what's the gender balance, what's the geography balance. So it'll be a good old spat there to determine now who carries on.
They're friends now, Fionnuala. They won't be friends at the end of this. There's an interesting point on text that's just come in here. Who's the Fine Gael standard bearer in Cork and Munster with Coveney gone? It's a problem for Fine Gael. It potentially is.
Colm Burke, recently appointed junior minister, is now the only Fine Gael TD in the whole of Cork who will be contesting the next general election. Michael Creed standing down, Coveney now standing down, David Stanton over in Cork East, none currently in Cork South. So Colin Burke is the standard bearer in Cork, and Patrick O'Donovan, the Higher Education Minister, is the standard bearer in Munster for Fine Gael. The argument, I suppose, over the years was that, you know, Simon Coveney was the main man for Fine Gael in Cork and Munster. The political numbers don't really back that up. I mean, you know, Fine Gael a decade ago had two TDs in each of the Cork constituencies. They're now down to four in total, and likewise across Munster, no TD in Limerick, or sorry, in Waterford, no TD in Tipperary. So it's not as if Fine Gael can point to a great electoral boost by having a senior party figure based in Munster. There simply is no evidence on it, okay, of it based on the past two general elections. So Fine Gael, choices to make there now. The only name I'd say guaranteed to be on the ticket will be Councillor Una McCarthy, who is out in Carrigaline. She's a teacher, just got elected again. She was a Co-opted County Councillor. She's now been re-elected in the local elections. Well-known Cork name, her dad, Justin McCarthy, legendary Cork GA hurling figure. So you'd say she'll definitely be running. And then within the city, it looks like Sinéad O'Callaghan, young solicitor, he'll probably get the nominate, but I expect there will be a third candidate, and there will be a row now over John Mullins, who ran in the European elections, whether he runs or not.
Fionnuala, if nothing else, you and I love a good row, as long as we're not having it ourselves. Just watch it.
The
show goes on. All right, Fionnuala Sheehan of the Irish Independent, thank you very much indeed for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.